is giving you a chance to win a ride on the Ice Resurfacer pregame tour of the United Center and two tickets to see the Hawks take on the Devil Rays on January 24th.
What a fun way to see a game. Get to ride on the Ice Resurfacer.
We just call them the Rays now, right?
The Rays.
What do we call them?
The Lightning.
That's what I mean, Tampa Bay Lightning. I just call them Devil Rays.
Sometimes the Blackhawks play in the MLB, though, once in a while.
Why did I call them the Devil Rays?
That's how good they are.
Yeah.
I go, you know what? You're beating on everybody in the NHL. Why don't you come to the MLB?
What? Oh, my God. I did just do that, didn't I? And it's the Rays. And the Rays are the baseball team.
They're the baseball team.
That doesn't work on the ice.
Yes, the Lightning. Thank you. Isn't that who they may have beaten in 2015 to win the Stanley Cup championship?
Let me check with my sources. Yep, you are correct. Yeah. They beat them in the Stanley Cup. No big deal.
Exactly right. That's on January 24th. Go to WGNRadio.com/contest and enter a Bank on the Blackhawks contest. All thanks to MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
Can I win that?
Nope.
Mm-mm.
Nope, you are not eligible.
Why?
I'm going to have to, it's too much to explain.
Is that on your checklist, Violetta, to get to ride the Ice Resurfacer?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
That might happen one day.
Yeah, we could get that done for you. I'm just saying that you're going to ruin it.
Me? No, I don't think so.
I think so. You gotta talk. The guy, it's going to be the first time there is like a fatal accident as the guy goes into the crowd.
He's going
to
jump off.
Because he will be so tired of listening to you talk to him after 5 minutes.
Take the wheel. I can't take this anymore.
Guy dives off his own ice resurfacer.
Just tuck and roll.
He's like, just run me over. Okay.
Finish me. Finish me. That was horrible.
How do you put this thing in reverse?
All right. Hey, do you know what just happened?
What happened?
Dating Sunday just happened. Do you know about this? I read this story last week.
Yeah, you were mentioning it. I always thought that the busiest day for dating was the day after Valentine's Day because everyone who didn't have somebody or was disappointed by their somebody got out and did their, you know, look for somebody.
Well, the first Sunday after New Year's Day is the day where it's apparently now, and we can figure this out because of the behavior on apps.
Mm-hmm. On dating apps?
Dating apps and cheater apps. It is the day you start an affair or you start dating somebody. Are you looking for somebody else to date? How about that?
So it was this past Sunday.
This past Sunday.
That already happened. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
that explains a lot.
Well, it does. I mean,
just kidding.
Oh God, you mean personally? A lot of people out.
Go ahead, Violetta.
I'm sorry, I have to make a phone call.
The end of the year is a really good time for reflection, says Jess Carbino, dating app sociologist for Tinder.
Classic mm-hmm. Jeff Scarbino.
Oh, I got to tell you something. Can you imagine being the dating sociologist for Tinder? What kind of a job that is?
Explain it to us. I don't know.
People have the opportunity to really think about what they've done in the past year and what they want to do in the future. And for many single people, finding a partner is something that they really want to establish as a goal for the new year.
Well, that's a good thing to think about.
Of the year is it when you want to get rid of your partner?
That's the day after Valentine's Day, maybe. Maybe that's it. Because that's when people
Why don't you go do it before so you don't have to get the gift and all that?
Huh. Maybe it's different for men and women.
The 13th.
You're firing someone right now, are you?
You are terminated.
Get to the helicopter.
She's telling four guys right now, get to the chopper!
Chopper.
I'm going to see if they can dodge the fire.
Get to the chopper!
Whoever survives can stay.
All right. Come back for one more week.
Isn't it hard to go out on a date on a Sunday? Isn't that a weird day to start going out and put yourself out there?
Seems like a weird time, too, because everyone's gained 10 to 15 pounds from the holidays. Everyone's like, oh, God, what did I do over the last two or three weeks?
It's crummy out. It's like,
I think it's part of it. It's the crummy out part. And Chicago's at the very top of this list, by the way. We make all the top 10 lists in this country for good and bad.
You want to cuddle, do the Netflix and chills.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, something like that.
Makes sense.
Chicago trailed only London and Sao Paulo, Brazil, in terms of usage.
Oh, well, then it is weather-related, probably.
Yeah. Now, Match.com also said that they have a huge surge on that Sunday, which would have been last Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And it happens, interestingly, the surge is 7:49 p.m. Central Time.
7:49 p.m.
on Sunday.
So it's not even like, where do you go at 7:49 p.m. to meet somebody on a Sunday?
Well, they're on Match.com. They're just looking.
But then you say you don't actually meet the person that night, or you do?
Well, the Tinder, maybe you do. But Match.com is a different deal.
Oh, okay.
That's, you're looking for somebody.
So this is on Sundays, correct, mm-hmm. Sarah?
This is Sunday. This is last Sunday.
The millennials have a term called the Sunday Scaries. There's something about Sundays. You know, the Sunday blues, I guess, what most people refer to. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, man, I got to start the work week. So maybe that's part of it.
Okay.
The Sunday Scaries. Like, I need to get out. I need to meet somebody to take my mind off of what I just did this past year.
The Sunday Scaries always start with the tick, 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 tick of the 60 Minutes promo.
Right. Right when football ends, you're like,
right.
No, God, no.
Tick, 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 tick. Oh, I have homework.
True.
I have homework.
Have anxiety when that happens.
Totally. I think I have homework. Oh, my God,
it's
school.
It's like the end of the weekend.
So true. Yeah. Because that really emphasizes, you're right, the fun is kind of over. Now we get serious.
Even in the middle of the day when they have the 60 Minutes promo during the game.
Mm-hmm.
Tick, tick, tick,
yeah.
Tick, tick, tick. And
you're like,
oh damn,
no,
it's
coming.
Sunday.
It's coming.
Oh, no.
Right, you crack a beer. Next thing you know, in the background, you hear the tick. You're like, oh, boy. It's over. Maybe I shouldn't drink this one. I probably had enough this weekend. Let's start focusing on the week. Maybe that's part of it.
Yeah.
I think it is.
People get nervous. They just want to be with someone.
Yeah. I think it's just really, the fascinating piece here is that it's Cheater Sunday, too. It's like people looking for a new relationship or starting an affair. I mean, that's like the thing. It's like, well, starting the affair. Start the affair. You know what? What are you doing Sunday? Well, I'm starting an affair.
Tick, 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 tick. Okay. I'm gone.
Your anxiety
going
goes
to
in
the
a
grocery store.
Right. I'll be back in like 4 hours. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Got to pick up a couple of things from Jewel.
Yeah, you go ahead and watch 60 Minutes.
I heard it's a great one.
Yeah, it's really good. It's about
the whole Russia thing.
Yeah.
It's really fascinating.
New military weapons. Yeah, you're going to like that.
Then write up a report. Yeah. I'll
right.
be back.
Let me know what happened.
Yeah.
So really.
Tick, 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 tick,
really.
Tick, 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 tick. Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
It's so true. I'm getting anxiety right now thinking about it.
No, I know, it's already Tuesday.
I mean, I never noticed that before, but it's true. When I hear that, I do. I get so much anxiety.
Yes.
Because it's like a serious show, and you've just watched football, and you've had fun, and you might be having a drink or whatever, and then boom, it's over. You can't drink to watching 60 Minutes.
No, and I also have the anxiety too of have any of the anchors died in the intervening week, and will they have to have a, it's oh my God, where's Marley Safer? Oh, he's dead. Harry Reasoner? No, he's gone.
Oh,
the cheating thing's surprising though, because you're giving up on the year. Like that's a horrible start to your new year. I mean, I guess for some.
The story that goes with this, the cheating piece is you got through the holidays with your family, you can't stand them anymore.
Oh, right. So you're sort of looking for someone new, anybody.
Right.
I had a fake smile for a month straight. I'm going out tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm letting it off.
Oh, my God. The kids were home the whole time.
I know too much about these people.
Exactly. Right, exactly. And that's when and then it's like, I don't care. Just as long as you're not related to my husband or / wife, as long as you're not related, I don't care. Shut up.
But do you guys know people who've gotten married off of a Tinder or a Bumble? Because I know the Match.com does, there are marriage stories.
I know a couple of Match.coms.
Yeah, I do too. I know some Match.coms, and that was very successful in actually creating, relationships that lasted. But I never hear the person like, oh, yeah, I met him on Bumble.
Tinder is like,
got married.
Tinder is like,
it's not meant to last.
Tinder is like, is a hookup site, whereas Match.com is more of like finding
a soulmate.
Tinder is pretty much straight up a hookup site.
Yeah.
So like you don't meet anybody.
I don't know anybody from Tinder. I know people from Match.com and even Bumble, actually.
If Tinder relationships are lasting, you're like, oh my God, leave me alone.
Right. Yeah, generally it includes handcuffs and a radiator.
Right.
Oh,
that's why they're lasting.
Or
because
somebody's
it's
pregnant.
Like, yeah. Like, what? You're what?
It was just a one-time thing.
I thought you say you were. Wait, hold on.
Your profile says,
no.
Dang it. It mixed you up with someone.
That's not right. Did you forget to take the pill? What happened?
Classic mix-up.
Yeah. Did I mention that? I don't think.
Oh, yeah. I was mixing guys up. Sorry. Okay. I guess I'm stuck with this person forever.
Right. Yeah. Right. Exactly. Tinder should have a warning on it.
Right.
That requires you not to be able to see the person again.
Right, like two or three times is max. After that, something's going on.
Or
right.
You have to show proof of protection if you're going to be a member.
Yeah.
You have to also show truth that you're proof that you're not like a complete psycho, I would
imagine. Serial killer.
Yeah.
I feel like that dating site would be very successful.
Well,
I would
Tinder
say.
Does pull most of your information from Facebook. So you get a decent idea because you have all that information.
Oh, yeah. People don't lie on Facebook.
Yeah, but there's more. I don't know. You're the Facebook experts. I don't know. They tag you on things. You can know more about somebody than like a well-crafted little profile on a dating
site. That's
true.
You can see who they hang out with, kind of where they've been at least.
And then see other pictures of them where they don't look like they do on their dating website.
Right. Very important.
Thumbnail picture, right?
Forgot to crop that one. I see what you're all about from the chest down.
Right. No filter. Ooh. Ouch.
Gotcha.
Is that a mugshot?
Right.
Oh, my God. She shouldn't really wear that.
I was wondering why they didn't have a dating site where you actually later reviewed your date. Because wouldn't that be so helpful to know the last 8 people who went on a date with you, what they thought?
Like an Uber thing?
Right. It's like rate your driver. You do this. You rate everything. You go and have a bowl of soup and you rate it these days. Why not? It would save people a lot of time.
It would crush self-esteems left and right, but it'd be fun.
Yeah.
For sure.
Like a Yelp review.
Right.
And then you have to come up with a company that fixes your Yelp review.
Right, but then there's jealousy. Like, people bash restaurants and stuff that they don't like. It can be the same.
But you can read those out a little bit. You can see the people that are just angry or something, coming mad at the world. And then the ones that are really constructive and help you. You know, this guy showed up late. He didn't seem to care. He was, like, a total idiot. Or, whatever. You want to know. I just would like someone to come up with that site.
That would be fun. Let's start it.
Let's do that.
You know what that's Project. Called? That's called girlfriends. Isn't that what you do?
Ex-girlfriends. Can you give your ex-girlfriends numbers? Like, they always say what you learn on the 6th date is what you wish you knew on the 1st date, because it would tell you a lot. Then you've got the body of information that you really need to know that you haven't wasted your time.
Right. Like, I wish I knew he was a serial killer on the 1st date.
Right. I wish I knew. The Spider-Man bed sheets. I mean, that's something you'd like to know.
I wish I knew where he kept the keys to these handcuffs. George, you're on WGN, aren't actually. The other place is no longer with us.
Yeah, coming from somebody like myself who likes to lay it all out on the table on the first date, I don't think a review would be very good for me. There are people that lay it all out there, like I do. Uh-huh. And then there's the person that operates on the, you can't pull the line too soon, you lose the fish concept.
Right.
They end up changing 3 months down the road, and they're somebody completely different. But
well, everybody's on their best behavior in the beginning, right?
Well, of course. Absolutely. I ended up meeting my fiancé on Bumble, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
And that's where the girls choose the guys.
You know what? A friend of mine told me it was like the shy guys dating app, because they have to approach you, and then you already know you're in. So there's no creeping on people. And I'm not going to lie. Let me tell you something. This is the honest to God truth. I'm 30. I have never once in my entire life ever asked a woman for her number in person, ever. I've never done it.
Because you're
shy. I'm just too shy. I feel like I would be disrespectful. It's a little disrespectful for me to come up and just ask a woman for her number. I feel like that's pushing it. Like, I don't know. I feel like the first time I would ever do it, my grandmother would be right behind me. I'd turn around and she'd slap me across the face. So I can't even.
Well, I have sympathy for you, because I know that's got to be so hard, because when you do those turnaround dances or whatever, I remember I was the worst at like doing, I just don't know how guys do it. You get so much rejection, right? You have to be prepared for that.
You kind of want to know. I'm totally with George here. You just want to know, like, if they're into you or not, because if it's like, because if you're going to lay it out there and go, are you kidding me? With the same expression Judy has all the time when she looks, like what, are you kidding me? What kind of question was? I'm not going to have a drink with you. Get out of here.
I feel like it was just a perfect situation. She had just downloaded the app and so had I, and I had never had one before in the past. And I didn't ask her if she did. That, information's irrelevant. But I feel like we're both normal people. She's a teacher. I'm an engineer. So we kind of met, and we immediately deleted the app after meeting each other. We dated for a year and a half.
Did you do that? Did you like have an app deletion ceremony? Was it all right?
Five,
hit the little X.
Four.
All right, and it's gone.
No, actually, a couple of weeks after meeting, she asked me if I still had it, and I told her I'd gotten rid of it, and she said that she had gotten rid of it about the same time, but we didn't. It wasn't like we didn't force each other to or
pressure.
Oh yeah,
me too.
Yeah,
no,
I did. Yeah,
yeah,
no, sure.
Yeah, no, I deleted all of its contents. Oh yeah.
You know what? And even if she didn't and she did it later, it's totally fine with me. I don't want to know that information. You know, it doesn't change the way I feel. So
this man is in love. I like that. All right, George, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Have a nice day. Thank you.
Bye. Thanks, George.
Finally, somebody still believes in love.
I like
George
that.
Sounds so sweet.
He does.
A texter says they met their fiance on Tinder. And trust me, we are normal people.
On Tinder.
Okay. We don't trust
They
him.
Only text him.
You know, we trust but verify around here.
They faced each other more than any two other NHL teams tonight. The rivalry renews. Blackhawks, Red Wings, tonight at 7 on WGN-TV.
All right.
So it's nice to know people really do meet their true loves on Bumble and Tinder and Grindr and...
That's what's happening. Yes, yeah.
I don't know about that last one.
Yeah, the Tinder. Because on Tinder, you're really looking for a lasting relationship.
Well, we just met people. People have been texting us and calling and saying that does happen. And they met their wife, husband, significant other on those apps.
The texter also said they kicked their husband out for Tindering while she was sleeping next to him.
Oh God.
Oops.
What are you doing? Jake from State Farm? What? I don't know. No.
What? Nothing. No.
No.
Just looking.
Well, I mean, how that is? Does the guy have some form of? Did he jam his thumb and unable to like hit the home button and get away from what he was doing?
Amateur,
what are you doing?
Amateur Central.
Yeah. What is he doing there? Let's see. First of all, if you're in bed with someone and you're tindering. The relationship is probably not worth staying in.
Right. Probably better for them.
Yeah.